When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kiddies. Time for a little fish talk. He is our in-house fish doctor. That's why we call him the Doc. He is also an award-winning columnist for Outdoor Canada magazine. In fact, he is the fishing editor for that fine publication, which is features fishing, hunting, and camping and outdoor activities from coast to coast. It's available on newsstands, but hey, why be disappointed like a lot of people are when they go check it out and it's not there? It's already sold out. Have it sent to your home. Go to outdoorcanada.ca and tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll do something nice for you. Morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ange.
Good stuff. Carl Kalunka on the line with us.
That was cool.
I have not heard his name in a long time, and it was kind of neat. He is noted for chasing down big fish. Do you believe that you can actually pattern big fish?
Certain types, Ange, absolutely. It's so interesting you ask that question. You know, we spend a lot of time chasing muskies. It's rare for us to catch an under 40 incher, but we don't catch nearly as many. It was interesting listening to Carl. There are a lot of guys and gals that are out, they catch way more fish than we do, but they catch smaller fish. And it was interesting, my grandson, Liam, with the last time we were out, he said that, why don't we catch all those small ones that everybody else seems to catch, but we catch the bigger ones? And you know what it is, Ange? We fish on big fish spots with big fish patterns, kind of like what Carl. So it's a trade-off, and I'll be honest, some days you don't want to trade it off, but it's worth it.
Is that subliminal? Like, are you conscious that you're doing that?
Or absolutely.
Okay, so it is something that you are very aware. No, what I mean by that is I know that you do pattern big fish. Don't get me wrong, but do you automatically find yourself every time out on the water you're ignoring those high percentage areas of quantity as opposed to quality?
100%. And the other interesting thing, now Carl was talking about largemouth, and I will bet it's the very same, Ange. We're looking for muskies. We fish spots that I guarantee are off the radar of 99.99% of people. Not easy to do, and I'll be honest, I've been on Lake of the Woods now since 1976, so 43 years, and we're still fishing spots. I've never seen another muskie angler fish. Now, we know that there are one or two fish spots, and we will only see those fish maybe 3 to 4 times in a year, see them. And if we can catch it once in that year, we were lucky. But they're over 40 pounds.
And that's, you know, and that to me is the exciting part of fishing, right? Being able to target big fish and put yourself in a position where you know if and when you get a strike, it's going to be a monster. And that's what, and you know, bass fishermen especially, and to Carl's credit, that's what he's done. He's made a career out of that, right? He goes searching around for places that normal bass anglers just don't go. Why? Because they can't deal with 5-6 hours of no bite.
And, you know, the other thing, Ange, it's again, so coincidental. I sent Stephen, I did some videos for you guys. You know, they're going to be the Fish Talk Minutes.
Yep.
On this year's upcoming Fishing Canada shows. One of the ones that I just sent him last week is on the very topic we're talking about.
Wow.
And you know this. You know when you go down, and I know you and Peter, you guys are so good down in that Lake St. Francis and down in the Cornwall area. But I'll guarantee when you go down there and you catch those giant smallmouth, you're not fishing community holes. You've got some spots that you know it's going to be tough. You might be dealing with deep current. You might be dealing with super snaggy rocks. But you go to those finds. I could never find that spot on for me because I get to go down there once every 4 or 5 years. You know, and you go straight there.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about this week's blog, selecting the right kind of rod.
Well, that's kind of interesting because, again, it was one of last year's Fish Talk with the Doc videos, yeah. And I ran it from the show. And here we are talking about big fish. So we're talking about big largemouth for Carl, and I'm talking about big muskies. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about walleyes, northern pike, lake trout. A mistake, and I know you see this, when you have anglers in the boat and they jump in and they're casual anglers or first-time anglers, invariably the rod that they jump into the boat with is a way too light. And so I posted the video, the Fish Talk with the Doc that we put on the Fish in Canada show about in praise of power using heavier rods, medium, heavy, even heavy action, depending on the fish. You want to use many, many times those heavier action rods, not the wimpy, buggy whips that, yeah, makes the fish look good when you're fighting it. So hard to get a good hook set, so hard to play them properly.
It's changing, obviously, the last decade especially.
And, yes.
You know, people are starting to understand that more and more. But, you know, the vast majority of novice anglers, we'll call them novice anglers, you know, people who maybe go out fish 3-4 times a year, they have that one rod. And that one rod's got to, and what behooves me about that, Gord, is this. I understand that if you're not going to be fishing a lot, you don't want to invest a whole lot of money. There's no doubt about it. But even in the golf game, when somebody is a novice golfer and goes out golfing for the first time, they generally have 7 or 8 clubs.
Yes.
Because they know you can't play the game without 7 or 8 clubs. So even if I'm starting in golf, I'm going to buy 7 or 8 cheap clubs. But in fishing, that hasn't quite caught on yet, has it?
And I posted our video, and a fella came on, and no disrespect to the ugly stick, but a guy came on and said, I caught my first muskie on an ugly stick. Well, and I wanted to come back and say, but if you were a golfer, would you play the entire game with putter?
Oh, that's what I mean. It's ridiculous. The notion is absolutely ridiculous. Anyways, you can get more information about that and a whole lot more about rods. Follow them, check them out. Go find them on outdoorcanada.ca. Find them on fishingcanada.com. Find them under Gord Peiser. Find them under the Docky. Find them everywhere. More information that you can handle. My friend, thank you. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, Ange. Take care.
You too. Gord Peiser, the Doc, Outdoor Canada Magazine's fishing editor. Check him out, outdoorcanada.ca. That are it, Joseph. We made it through, buddy, you and me. Hey?
The Doc is going to be under the Doc?
Yeah, sure, why not? On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, Joseph Gorskowski filling in for Stephen Labadie today, Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis, of course, our producer, John Winters. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.